Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Fast Lane Sports Nation. It's time for a new show and a new month. The weather is turning and our show is about to be burning. It is getting warm outside and the small town short tracks are about to be heating up as well with on-track action. And we've got one of them small town short tracks joining us tonight. That's right, we have an awesome lineup tonight for you. Who hit the jackpot in Las Vegas? Who is leading the NASCAR Pick'em League for the show? Where is the dirt swing at? We'll be checking in on the dirt racing. We've got the penalty box coming up, and in just a little bit, we have Ryan Pearson of Wayne County Speedway joining us on the show tonight. We'll talk to him and see what is going on around Wayne County Speedway for this year. So sit back, grab a cold one, and get ready to fly through the next 2 hours. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
Oh, that's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. I'm your host, Pete. It's another Monday. That's right. It's another Monday, and that means that we are here with you live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Of course, we are coming to you live from the 357 Woodwork Studios on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, as well as live on Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter and you're listening to us from there, thank you very much. I see we've got a few people tuning in on Twitter tonight. I'm sure they're here to hear Ryan talk to us about Wayne County Speedway, but we welcome you to the show tonight as well. If you are listening to the show from your phone and you want to scroll Facebook for a few minutes, be sure to swing by Margazzano Designs on Facebook. Give them a like, whether it's party planning, an anniversary gift, a birthday party favor, or a funny gag gift, whatever it might be. Custom-made gift ideas can be had at Margazzano Designs. Give them a like on Facebook today. She's got these new key fob things that she's making with your initial on it. So that's pretty neat. Goes on your keychain, a little keychain thing there. That, the cups, the tumblers. She's really into the tumblers, making them all glittery and girly-like. So if you're into something like that, be sure to check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook today. Also, be sure to check out Debbie G Photography on Facebook as well. Whether you're a race car driver, promoter, track owner, spouse, family, friend, or whatever it might be, if somebody you know is a race car driver and you need some action shots, some race photography, be sure to check out Debbie G Photography. She's located in southeastern Ohio around Steubenville area, goes into Pennsylvania. I've been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Jennerstown with her. She's come up to Wayne County Speedway as well. So she is that general location of Ohio and Pennsylvania. So be sure to check out Debbie G Photography. Also, of course, don't forget our other sponsors. We have Hardcore Fishing Game, 357 Woodworks, Jamie Kelly with Keller Williams Legacy Group. If you're looking to buy or sell, be sure to check out Jamie Kelly on Keller Williams Legacy Group today for your realty needs. So I think that covers a few of our sponsors. Let's go ahead and get talking dirty.
Kick the dust up. Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody.
That's right, that is our Talking Dirty Sounder tonight. That means it's a brand new episode of Talking Dirty here on the Fastlane Sports Show. Thank you for tuning in once again. I am now joined by my co-host, Miss Christina from down there, way down south, sunny Florida. Not so sunny right now, I'm sure. It's getting a little dark out as the sun goes down, but I'm sure it's a little warmer down there than it is up here right now. Good evening, Christina. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. I mean, yeah, there is no sun. It definitely has faded away. And as far as warm goes, we're at 76. It's not bad.
76. That's good. It was 70s up here Saturday, Sunday. So over the weekend, we had a pretty nice weekend. It was beautifully warm out. A little overcast, but it was warm. No rain. So happy for that. Christina, we've got Ryan Pearson coming up here in just a little bit, about 15, 20 minutes. He's going to be joining us. We're going to talk to him about the 2021 season, the 2022 coming up season at Wayne County Speedway. So excited to talk to him for the first time this year. And then after that interview, Christina, we're going to get deep into Talking Dirty. We've got World of Outlaw stuff going on. Speaking of warm, they're getting ready to kick off the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. Are getting ready to kick off their West Coast swing, kind of like NASCAR has been doing the last several weeks. So we've got some stuff to talk about. They've been in Texas over the weekend. We'll talk about that, Christina, talk about getting heated up. It's turned into a great season so far for the Outlaws. We'll definitely talk about that. We've got the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Model Series. They're going to be starting up again here very soon. We'll talk about that. We've got NASCAR out in Vegas. What did you think of the Vegas race, Christina? I liked it. I know the commentary wasn't up your alley, but the racing.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That could take a whole two-hour show to talk about my thoughts on the race. But I do want to mention, though, before we get any further, I know you brought it up on Twitter last night, but we do still need lots of positive thoughts and prayers because our main sponsor, which is Hardcore Fishing Game, they did have to evacuate Chuck and his family. If you guys don't know, which a lot of people don't, a lot of my coworkers didn't know till today. So that goes to show you it's not being broadcast anywhere on the news when it should be. The Panhandle is under fire, and I mean literally on fire. There's three wildfires now, not just one. So there's three. And this is the same area that was just hit with that big hurricane not too long ago. So, and they're still rebuilding. And now they're going to have to, there's so much devastation and stuff going on. It's a lot going on. So keep all of them in your thoughts and prayers, folks, because these are racing folks. You know, I've literally done this show from the ground up with Chuck for the most part, a better half of 10 years, at least anyway, with Chuck being involved somehow. So it's crazy. We check in on them every once in a while to see how they're doing. They're not at the house. They were earlier today. There's sprinklers and water hoses trying to keep the house wet, which people, if you don't know, that's it's a blessing in disguise, but we need rain. And as for the one point in time that Florida needs the rain, we're not getting it, and we actually need it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely thinking about them and everybody in that area of Florida, for sure. Thoughts and prayers go out to all of them.
Yeah, the wind was crazy. Like, our weather has been really weird in Florida. We have 20 to 30 mile an hour winds since Friday, so which just makes it worse. And those folks that live out west can attest to that. They've gone through it quite a lot with everything in California and whatnot. But we're thinking of them. I love those guys to death. They're like family to me. But, I mean, there's a lot of racing talk about, and I mean, I don't think you want me to talk NASCAR now, because I could go on a big rant.
No, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but I think so far, in a nutshell, the racing so far this year with this new car, I'm digging it. I like it.
The car definitely makes it better.
It has made the racing a lot better. We're seeing a lot more teams run up front, not just at a super speedway either. I'm talking, at California this past weekend at Vegas. We've seen a lot of guys being able to run up front, a lot of lead changes. We had 23 lead changes yesterday in the Vegas race. Usually these cookie cutter tracks, Christina, we see somebody get the lead and they're gone. It's just, they're gone. We had 23 cars on the lead lap, and I think 30 of the 36 cars that showed up this weekend were still running at the end. So
yeah,
definitely. I think the racing in general is better.
That's because there's not one person that can dominate, and it was proven yet again on Sunday when Denny Hamlin made a dumb move and broke the car. So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy things still happening with this car, a lot of unknowns still. I think the tire situation is just ridiculous, and that is the one thing that needs to get figured out quickly, or it's just going to be really crash caution fest all year round. But it's crazy. Right. So that race was going on. Port Royal had their opening day Sunday, so had that going on. Saturday was Lincoln's second race of the year. They opened last week you know, with the icebreaker, and then they raced Saturday. There was a lot of racing. Of course, World of Outlaws, and we saw some late model racing, not the World of Outlaws late models, but a lot of other late model racing around the country happening. So it's great. Dirt racing. I can't wait to talk about more sprint cars and late models. That's where the fun is. And if you don't like dirt in your beer, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. That's the best part about this time of year. And I hope that Mother Nature plays nice and we get a lot of racing in this year and all these tracks see great years and seasons. And I can't wait to see who we crown champions at the end of the year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun for sure. Like I mentioned in the warm-up, we have Ryan Pearson. He will be joining us shortly around 8:30. He said he could come on. So just a few more minutes. If you're tuned in to listen to Ryan, he will be here in just a few minutes. We will talk to him. We'll find out what's in store for the 2022 race season at Wayne County Speedway. They are scheduled to their opening weekend, opening night is April 2nd. So it's coming up in just about a month. Wayne County Speedway should be opening up in a couple of weeks from, it looks like, 11 to 4. So you've got that. And opening night is April 2nd. Hopefully, Mother Nature will cooperate with us and we can have a good opening night at Wayne County Speedway. If you live in this area and you are a fan of Wayne County Speedway, I'm sure you probably already know, but if you don't, you can text the letters WCSFAN to the number 51660. And you will get race day updates. So if you're ever planning a trip to Wayne County, maybe you don't live close. Maybe you live within an hour, hour and a half away. I would definitely suggest putting that into your phone so that if there is any weather, you don't travel 2 hours or a 3 hour round trip to find out that it's raining and you can't watch a race. So text the word WCSFAN to 51660. And that will get you Wayne County Speedway. I'm excited to talk to Ryan. Christina, we didn't get, we had a lot of stuff going on last summer. We didn't get to Wayne County Speedway. A few of the tracks that we tried to get to last year got rained out as well. And with our limited budget, you know, we have to pick and choose where we go throughout the year. But I'm excited to talk to Ryan for the first time this year and see how things are going to look at Wayne County Speedway this year coming up. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it takes me a lot longer than 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, it took me longer than that the first time. But, I mean, it would take me a long time now.
If the Slicks and Sticks private jet was fixed, you'd be able to use that, and you could be here in probably a couple hours. But
yeah, probably.
It's under repair, so we don't have that available.
yeah, that would help me immensely. But for me, it's going to take takes me, 23 hours to get to Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it's going to take me a minute. It might be better for me to fly.
Yeah, you would definitely want to download that and get that on your phone so you had updates for Wayne County. Again, you mentioned Trackhouse, and we'll talk about this a little bit before Ryan gets here. The number one car, bad luck for Daniel Suarez. He got caught up in an unfortunate
And somebody else's bullshit.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. He was having a hell of a day before that happened. But Ross Chastain leading three times yesterday for a combined 83 laps. I believe he was the lap leader for yesterday.
Yeah.
He was one of 15 different leaders. Again, Christine, I think this car is helping teams like that run up front and lead almost 100 laps at Vegas.
Well, remember, the week prior, Trackhouse was close to getting that win, too, with Daniel Suarez, just the opposite car last week, proving that they know what they're doing, and they got some great stuff ahead of them here for this year. And, yeah, of course, this new car is definitely going to help. It levels the playing field. It makes things a lot more competitive for all teams. And Trackhouse is not one team to sleep on. And they made note of it yesterday during the race about the one car and stuff. That is pretty much almost the same entire team that it was over at Chip Ganassi. So not a lot really changed other than ownership and where the shop is. So that's good for them. And a lot of my friends that are still turning wrenches and one lug nut actually work for Trackhouse Racing. I found out at the beginning of this year that a lot of the guys that have been on this show, Kenyatta and a lot of other folks, that's actually where they are, is at Trackhouse. And I couldn't even be more prouder now to be a fan of that team. And obviously the one owner is down here. So it's, you know, paying a little homage to the 305. And I can say that now. I live down here.
Yeah, it's great to see. It's great to see teams like that running up front. You know, the Daytona 500, we've seen a lot of teams out front for that race. But with them super speedway, you know, you have drivers dropping back at certain times to see if they can make a run back to the front. So you have constant lead changes and different teams leading a race like that. But these races like Vegas, Phoenix coming up next Sunday, we've got some road courses coming up. I'm excited to see this car on the road courses. I'm excited to see this car at a short track like Martinsville. And then we still have to race this car on dirt, Christina. We thought there was a parts shortage before the season started. We're still going to run on dirt? Oh, my goodness.
And some teams only have one backup car for four cars. Ask Joe Gibbs how that worked out for them.
Right.
Just saying. Just saying. I mean, the craziest thing is, if you break I forget what it was called exactly that Denny Hamlin broke, but trans shifter or something, some, you know, off-the-wall name for the shifter, because he shifted incorrectly. Imagine how this is going to be on a road course. How many cars are going to break a shifter?
At Pocono? We've got
and
Pocono,
anywhere,
too.
Road course. And yeah. Road courses. I can imagine the first road course we have. Yeah, it's going to be fun, especially on dirt. Granted, you know, they were smart. I will give NASCAR a little bit of credit. Not a lot, but a little bit of smart for changing Bristol to the night race on dirt.
Yeah.
Because, the dust will be less because it's not going to be ran during the daytime. So that will help them. And if they water the track properly, that would help too. So maybe, you know, Ryan, maybe they can, you know, get some calls from some of these guys like Ryan and other tracks and learn how to prep and water the track, and they would be just perfectly fine. So that's a plus.
Oh, I'm sure NASCAR has done plenty of research. I'm sure they know how to get that track ready. Yeah, we will see, though, definitely. All right, Christine, we're going to take a quick one-minute commercial break. We'll get 357 on here. Let them get their name out there. When we come back on the other side, stick around because we have Ryan Pearson joining us from Wayne County Speedway. We will talk to him, find out how 2021 fared at the track, and then we'll see what's coming up for them in 2022. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. We'll be right back. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. All right, we are back. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Queued up for my next host. We are now joined by Mr. Ryan Pearson, the GM at Wayne County Speedway. Good evening, my good bestest friend Ryan. How are you doing?
What's going on, Pete? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, not too bad. Glad to get you on the show for the first time this year. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes, sir, and I like the little intro, little hang on, Sloopy. I was doing the O-H-I-O in there.
I heard that in the background. I knew that that would get you going and get you pumped and ready for the interview. Big Ohio State fan you are. Going to be exciting season. You guys looking like you're getting pretty rebuilt down there in Columbus.
Yeah, what about Brian Kelly bolting from your favorite place, left the Midwest, Notre Dame, to go to LSU? Kind of not a market where I think he has strong ties, so that to me was a big shock.
Yeah, I think it was, and there was a lot of Notre Dame fans that were not happy on the way he left, but he's gone. It's going to be a new regime. Younger guys taking over. I think it's going to be exciting. And in fact, we're going to see how those two teams are first week of the season in Columbus.
Can't wait.
Notre Dame.
Maybe we should have a friendly wager of something where you have to wear an Ohio State jersey for a day at work. And then I'll, you know, if Ohio State wins if Notre Dame wins, I'll maybe wear a Notre Dame jersey for you or something.
Well, you know, we'll have to discuss that and figure it out, and maybe we'll make a wager like that, and we'll go viral.
Anything for the viewership for the radio show.
That's right. Speaking of the radio show, we have an exciting season. You guys are getting ready to kick off in less than a month. You guys are going to have open night, 8th, 2nd down there at Wayne County Speedway. Are you excited? Are you hoping that Mother Nature, this past weekend would have been a good weekend to start?
Yeah, you know, just I'm sure as you're aware that there was racetracks in Central PA, Port Royal and Lincoln, that were actually racing in the dirt. They were slinging some dirt this weekend, and both of them were able to get shows in. And you're absolutely right, Pete. We are the clock is ticking and the countdown is on, and we are on deck. Opening day is on deck, and we're in the on deck circle, and it's going to be here before we know it.
It is. Before we talk too much about 2022, let's talk about 2021. Seemed like a pretty good year. It was fairly dry for the most part, I believe. We got a good year in, and we had another old head win the Sprint Car Series Championship at Wayne County. Is he finally retired now? Did Mr. Dean Jacobs finally hang up the race helmet and call it a career?
You know, I think for all intents and purposes, yes, Dean is retired. I was told, and I don't know how, I don't know how reliable the information is. You might see him hop back in for like a race or, you know, something pops up, but no, I don't think you're going to see him in a regular ride. I don't think you'll see him, every week, but if something comes around and he wants to hop in and, you know, it's a big race or something, you might see Dean, give it a go again. You know, it's not like he has to hang it up because of, a medical condition or, anything like that. He's kind of going out on his own terms,
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it was a few years ago. He said that he was going to retire, and he came back and he won the championship. It was his first championship at the track in like 20-some years. So that was neat to see. But, there's more than just sprint cars at Wayne County Speedway. Tell the listeners, in case they don't know, maybe they've never been to Wayne County, how many different divisions do you guys run on a regular weekend night?
So a regular show, we call it the Fast Five. It's five divisions, and we run the 410 sprint cars. We run super late models, our street stocks, mini stocks, and modified.
That sounds like a great lineup. It sounds like a very good diverse type of series, different cars to attract quite a few different fans.
For sure. And we have tried different things, looked at different divisions over the years, some trial and error, and to see what works, what doesn't work. Jason, a big thing for us, as the administrative staff, he wants to get done in a timely manner. He doesn't want the days of race fans coming to the track and being there from noon to midnight. Those days are done. We are in, Pete, and I think we talk about this sometimes. We are in that society that we want things. It's an instant. We want to grab our phone and get instant results. We want to grab our phone and find out what's going on. And so then our attention span is a lot shorter now. So, for us, we want to get you to the racetrack, entertain you, and then try to get you out, in a good time. And so he wants to be done by 9:30, 10 p.m. Do we hit that? We have, and we strive to, but then sometimes, things out of our control, cautions, a big caution where you have to, call ambulance, things like that, then, end up slowing down the night. But five divisions and trying to be done by 10 p.m., is what we strive for.
Right. And I've obviously have been to quite a few races now at Wayne County Speedway. And I'll tell you what, if you've never been there, you have to circle a weekend to go and check out, especially when they're running all of their divisions there, the Fast Five regular shows, because, a lot of people think that the sprint cars, they are the big show at a small town short track like Wayne County or Lernerville or Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. But I can tell you that all of these divisions at Wayne County Speedway are exciting, and they are very competitive from every division at Wayne County Speedway.
Yeah, see, we wholeheartedly agree. A lot of times we say some of the best kept secrets is our mini stock division, because a lot of times people by the end, they want to go home. A lot of the race fans, they're sprint car fans, they're late model fans. So a lot of times these mini stock guys are racing for friends and family, but sometimes they put on some of the best shows, some of the best side-by-side racing, some of the most exciting thing and dicing and slide jobs and getting after it. And those guys, they do a great job. So, again, Pete, you hit the nail on the head.
Now, looking back at 2021, if you could sum it up in a few words, what would you use to describe last season?
I would say last season was a very good year. So you have to remember, you have to kind of temper the year, because we were coming off of 2020 was COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, in
right.
2020 was a year where we didn't open up on time. You know, we were in lockdown. You couldn't go to the races. The governor had said no crowds over 200 people or you know, 150 people or whatever. And so, you know, in April, May, June, there was no racing. And so when we opened up and you know, we tried to use, I remember we kind of got creative and some big venues like Eldora didn't even open up in 2020 at all, because they had seen too many people and couldn't get underneath the governor's orders, you know, but we went ahead and raced and everybody wanted to get out. I think people were locked down. People were, you know, I wouldn't say defiant of the government, you know, but they were like, hey, we're getting out. And we had in 2020, we had a phenomenal year and a year like we've never had before. And so, you know, that's the aberration though. You know, that's not the norm, you know? So like, I think last year fell back to more of a normal season and where, you know, the things that we took for granted in 2020, you know, like we went and supported and you wanted to get out and you wanted to do things, you know? So I think, you know, we kind of fell back into the more normalcy for 2021, but overall it was a great year. We have no complaints. We put on great racing. Jason is always every year tries to reinvest into the racetrack. You know, in this past off season, he was able to get some additional loads of clay and to re-clay some of the racetrack, most of the racetrack. You know, so you're going to see things even be a little bit different this upcoming spring. So, but yeah, you know, looking back to the last 2 years, you know, was last year as good as the year before? No, but it was an aberration. 2020 was not the norm, and it was not, you know, was it not what we were expecting? It, you know, you also go back to 2020, we were able to snag a World of Outlaws show, and so, like, that really boosted up, our season as well. So, but last year was a good year, and we are looking to keep that momentum going. You know, Pete, as we go forward, it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, and it's crazy. As crazy of a year as 2020 was for a lot of racetracks, that was the year that Wayne County got to host a World of Outlaw event. So, you know, with a lot of racetracks, you know, there was a lot of racetracks that felt the pinch of not being able to open up and race. And that allowed a track like Wayne County to kind of capitalize and say, well, you know, we're open. So the Outlaws said, all right, we're coming to town. And that was pretty neat. That was my first World of Outlaw event to get to witness in person. And it was at Wayne County Speedway. And it was the first try I didn't get to go. It rained out. And I thought for sure they're not coming back. They're not going to come back. And they did. And it was awesome. It was a great race. We got to see local boy Sheldon Howdenshield get the win at Wayne County with the Outlaws. So how cool was that to see all that? So, yeah, to bounce back from 2020 to come back in 2021 is exciting. Now, you mentioned getting some clay in for this year. For the track, is there any other major improvements to the racetrack that Jason's trying to do to the pits? Is there anything else, any type of construction going on at the track before this season gets started?
Yeah, so, you know, Pete, running a racetrack, there's always work to be done. There's always things to do. One of the things that he wanted to get done last year and was unable to was to take some of the PA system. He brought a whole brand new PA system for last season, and spent maybe like $12,000-$15,000 on this PA system with a big amplifier and brand new speakers, new drivers. And so he took down the old stuff. So what he wants to do with the old stuff is he wants to put that up in the pits to have a better speaker system in the pits. And I know that's one of his big projects that he's doing here for the spring. You saw the, you know, I told you about the clay. He's just working on a lot of little things like that.
And, it, you know, this is the one thing that we always talk about, Wayne County. We always talk about Jason. He's one of those unique track owners that has been able to keep a track like Wayne County open because he takes the money every year that comes in, and in the off season he puts it back into the track. He makes updates, he makes improvements, not just for the fan and the spectator, but for track and driver safety. And because of that, Ryan, I believe, is a reason why the World of Outlaws came to Wayne County in 2020. By the way, we're talking to Ryan Pearson. He is the general manager. He is the do whatever Jason kind of needs at the track with Wayne County Speedway. He is joining us today on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. But, Ryan, that's what makes Jason, I think, one of the elite track owners and why Wayne County is still open today, even through a pandemic like we had, is because of what he does with the investments.
Yeah, Pete, you know, again, yes, I'm a part of the team, and so I'm going to say good things. You know, but, you know, we were talking, Jason and I were talking not that long ago, and we were talking about some of the other racetrack owners, you know, where when we started, when Jason took back over the racetrack, it was probably, I think, 2011 or 2012. It was around that time. And so it's been a little over 10, 11 years ago by now. And so a lot of the other area track owners, those guys who were in business back then, they are no longer in business. It's different owners. I think Attica, Miley at Pittsburgh, you know, some of those guys are some of the same owners. But a lot of the area, other area racetrack car or track owners, they're no longer in business, and it's different people. And so that's one testament, I think, and just like you just said, it's to Jason, it's to being adaptive, it's to looking at what works, what doesn't work. You know, at one point we were racing on Friday nights, now we race on Saturday nights. It's, you know, just doing different things with the schedule. And so, you know, this upcoming season, and maybe segue a little bit, you know, this upcoming season, you're going to see some different things that you've never seen at Wayne County Speedway before. Pete, we are so excited. It's been already been announced and released, but we have the Summer Nationals, the Hill Tour, is coming to Wayne County Speedway. That's never been done before. And so if you look up the Hill Tour and the Summer Nationals, these guys race, you know, like, I don't know how many days straight, like 40 days straight almost. And it starts in Illinois and it bounces to Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. I think they maybe even stop up in Michigan. And so we are at the tail end of that deal, but you're going to get to, you know, our local fans are going to get to see some late dirt late model guys that we've never seen before, like a Shannon Babb. You know, Shannon Babb is the Moika Missile. You know, he never races in this area, and you know, I don't know if he's going to run it this year or not or whatever, but he's just an example of a guy who wins the Summer National Tour several years, and we, you know, he might be here. He, you know, so Jason, you know, we sat and talked and like, hey, what can we do? Let's try to get World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. Can we get them? We try. They're not going to work with us. They're not going to accept us, whatever it is, you know. So let's look at the World of Outlaw Late Models. Hey, where do we fit in? Can we get in? We've tried to get that. We work with those guys. We thought we might be able to have an in this, you know, these last couple of years we had, you know, we were in some good discussions and it, nothing panned out. Try to get in Lucas Oil Late Models, you know, and so it's like, you know, we're always looking to do something big, something that's different, you know, and so this is right up our alley. It's going to be a 5,000 to win show. And Pete, July 17th, I think it's a Sunday. And so July 17th, Summer National Late Model Tours and the Summer National Modifieds plus Superstocks. Yep, it's a Sunday show. 5,000 to win late models. So it's going to be a big late model show plus be the Summer National. So mark your calendar. But you know, going back to what we said is Jason will try different things. You know, he'll look at things. We've tried this. We've tried that. And so I do think that we're still here and we're still in business because, you know, he has the foresight and the wherewithal to make adjustments, invest back into the track, wants to, you know, he tries to think of it as a fan, wants a good fan experience. You know, he doesn't want dust. He quick and timely show. You know, he wants there to be entertainment and wants people to want to come back.
Yeah, and I think he's doing a pretty darn good job of it. We've seen a couple years ago he added a couple loges to the top of the grandstand so that that are air conditioned and dust free. You know, there are some
yep.
people I guess that expect to go to a dirt race and not get dirty. So for those people, Jason you know, accommodated them and built the loges. So he's always
Absolutely.
Investing back into the track, and because of that, Ryan, we'll look at the schedule and we see a few things that are coming back again in 2022 that are a staple to Wayne County Speedway. And we'll start with the OVSCA sprints. They'll be here in April. And then you got the steel block late models that are going to be here. And then, of course, as always, Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks is going to make a stop in Wayne County again this year on June 13th. How important is it for you guys to keep the All-Stars coming back every year for Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks?
Well, P, we love the All-Stars. The All-Stars put on a great show. You know, we have bent over backwards in the past, you know, years to accommodate them. We took a race on one time with like 12 hours notice. You know, and so we have done big things for them. We love them and we support them and we would love to have them more, you know, but you know, it just doesn't fit, you know, on our, you know, for each other's mutually each other's schedules, but to keep that Monday night and keep that Sprint Speed Week is huge. That, you know, you talk about Daytona being the Super Bowl, you know, for NASCAR kicking off the year with the Super Bowl. But that's our Super Bowl. I mean, that is a big show, and we love it. And another big show, you know, is the P. Jacobs Memorial. That's more towards the end. That's another big, you know, Super Bowl type show. So we have some big things on deck for 2022.
Yeah, the Pete Jacobs Memorial. I think that might be a weekend that we see Dean Jacobs run for sure. You know, that's a 15,000 to win. Memorial race held every year on Memorial Day. And that, like you said, that is a big deal. We've got other things, Ryan, that we could talk about. We got the Renegades of Dirt late models. We've got what else? We've got the Boss Sprints. So we've got a lot of exciting races that people should be looking at your schedule to circle on their calendars.
Yeah, yeah, and Pete, we were only hitting some of the highlights. You can't forget about this upcoming season. We have the ULMS. They return. They made their first appearance last year. Late models. We have the GLSS 360 sprints coming this year. We had them scheduled for 2021. Got rained out, and Barry, you know, we couldn't get them. You know, their schedule just we couldn't fit them in. But we are so excited to have them. I think you're going to see a really big 360 car count that night. Also, like you mentioned, the OVSCA. We love the OVSCA. Randy Fink brings a lot of race cars, brings very good quality cars, and then runs a very good and efficient show. And so, like that, to me, like he's one of the best things on our schedule. The Boss Wingless Sprint, you mentioned it. When the Boss, you know, he ran, Aaron Fry ran, this was back when we began, 2011, 2012. He needed a place to race. we picked him up and nobody else would talk to him and put on a show. And we got that, his whole series role. And I think he had a race before at maybe Atomic in Chillicothe, but for whatever reason, couldn't go back there or couldn't get it scheduled. And so he starts coming here, and then, we kind of helped him get, going. And so it's great to have Aaron Fry and the Boss Wingless Sprints back. They always put on a good show, but so much variety, so many things. Like if you want 360s, you want 410s, you want super late models, super, summer nationals, modified, like you said, Renegades of Dirt, like you name it, there is a race night for you at Wayne County Speedway.
And we can't forget too, a lot of families that come to Wayne County Speedway. Another thing that makes this racetrack so unique and so special is the family atmosphere. You guys obviously have a little beer trailer. So if somebody wants to come and have a few beers while they're watching the race, they can do that. You guys have that available. But even with that, Ryan, the many times that I've been at the track and covering the races, I've been all over the racetrack from the pits to the infield to the grandstands to behind the grandstands to the middle of turn one and two. Everywhere that I've been, Ryan, it is just a huge family atmosphere. There's kids everywhere. And even though you guys have alcohol there, I've never witnessed any issues or problems. So for people, families that have little kids and are thinking, I don't know, kids get in for free, Ryan. And you guys have a kids' night on August 13th. You guys do this every year for the kids. So how important is it for you guys there at the track and Jason to keep you guys all have families. We see kids. It's important to get kids to the track because those are our future racers. So how important is it for you guys to keep that kids under 12 free and to have these kids' nights?
Well, I think, it is. It's wanting families to want to come to the track, and it's entertainment. And if we can, we're honored. People work hard, and especially in this environment, with inflation and all this crap, gas prices, everybody works so hard for their money, and we're honored that people would want to come in and spend it. And we just want to put on a great show and provide them and be that family entertainment. They could go to the movies. They can go to putt-putting golfing or whatever, race go-karts. And there's so many things that is competing for that entertainment dollar, and we're just happy to be able to provide that. And, where else can you go and see some racing, bumping and grinding and dirt flying and, my guy beat your guy Pete and ha-ha-ha, and then, drink a couple drinks, eat a good cheeseburger that's pretty cheap, we try to be that, end all for everybody.
Yeah, you guys definitely, I think you definitely nail it on the head with the atmosphere there. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us tonight. I know it's a Monday night. It's different. Usually in the past, we've been on Fridays and Saturdays, but with my new work schedule, it's Mondays now. So I appreciate you taking some time to come on and talk to us about what's to come in 2022. And I definitely will be coming to the racetrack this year. Last year, we had a lot going on, but this year, I'm definitely making some weekends to come out and see you guys in person. I can't wait. You guys always are very accepting of us and let us come in there and promote the racing and the track, and I appreciate that. I thank you guys for being good friends of the show throughout all these years since the very beginning. You guys were the first racetrack we had on the show, so I appreciate that.
Love it, Pete. We appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk a few minutes. I love the show. I try to tune in when I can.
And I've loved being able to give you a hard time about Notre Dame. Sometimes I call it Notre Lame. And so I you have the green light to come to the track at any time. One of the things that I want to do with you guys this year, we'll talk off session, is to maybe donate some tickets and do some giveaways and let you have some tickets to some various shows. And that way we can strengthen up our partnership and move forward to doing big stuff with the radio show, man. Love it.
That sounds good. I appreciate that. Well, Ryan, again, thank you for joining us tonight. I look forward to talking to you again soon. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, when we see you at the track, and we'll have you on the show a few more times this year to get some updates from you and see how things are going.
We got to drag Christina over again. Get her. I know it's a long drive. Christina, we know it. It'll be okay. We can rest when we're dead.
That's a long, long drive.
It's a long drive, but it'll be all right.
Yeah,
so
we
put the hotel room somewhere in between. It will, you know, it'll be all right.
We're trying to get her up here, but no, Ryan, thank you once again for joining us. I appreciate it, and you have a great rest of your evening. And we'll be talking to you here very soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right. Well, that was Ryan Pearson of Wayne County Speedway. I tease him all the time too, because he definitely is Jason's right hand man since Jason took over Wayne County Speedway. He does it all down there at the racetrack. He is definitely a big part of the Wayne County Speedway family down there. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back on the other side of the break, we have some talking dirty to do. We still have World of Outlaws to talk about. We've got NASCAR to catch up on with points. We'll see where the NASCAR points are. We'll see where our league points are, and we've got the penalty box coming up as well. So keep it tuned right here to the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
All right, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor apparel. Also, it is still talking dirty. Appreciate Ryan for coming on and talking to us. But Talking Dirty is brought to you each and every week by Racer Chasen Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchasenapparel.com. Check them out and get dressed in the latest fashions for the racetrack. Christina, Ryan, I love talking to Ryan. He's great to talk to. He is so full of excitement and energy all the time. He's like that at the racetrack as well. But what they do over there at Wayne County, I can't say enough. I can't speak highly enough of Jason and the whole team out there. But it truly is nice to see a team owner like Jason putting the money back into the track because it does help them secure, even if it is once every 30 years, it does help them get, like the World of Outlaws to come through. You know, it gets the All-Stars there every year. If the track wasn't safe or accommodating enough for the drivers or spec, the All-Stars wouldn't come there. You know, that's just a matter of fact. You know, the All-Stars mm-hmm. go to a lot of tracks around the country, mostly east of the Mississippi, but they go to a lot of tracks. If they felt Wayne County wasn't safe enough for the drivers or spectators or not accommodating enough, they wouldn't come here. There's plenty of other dirt tracks that they can go to in Ohio, but because Jason puts the money and invests it back into Wayne County, I'm 100% positive that is why every year Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks comes through Wayne County Speedway.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, if I made the round trip to Wayne County, I mean, that says something because I honestly don't go to – I was a homer. I went to a lot of PA tracks, but – I've done my fair share of Ohio too. So, I went there, folks. It was literally probably the longest trip in a day I did because we had to go to the airport and all kinds of bunch of other stuff. So, but no, there's nothing wrong with Wayne County. I think it's an amazing track. It's great. It's got the hometown feel that you want in a racetrack. And who doesn't want to race against the All-Stars or the World of Outlaws in their hometown track? That's the best part. And those guys put on a show every weekend. I just can't be there every weekend.
Yeah, I wish I could, but yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier for you to do every other weekend.
I could. I really could. If you're looking to come to Wayne County, real quick, before we get talking about the big national World of Outlaws, if you're looking to go to Wayne County, again, opening night, April 2nd, pending Mother Nature. Then you've got the OVSCA Sprints. They'll be there April 16th. They'll be there quite a few times throughout the year, April 16th, May 7th, July 9th, August 6th. So you've got quite a few chances to see the OVSCA Sprints. And then, like Ryan was saying, you've got this, the Hell Tour coming through July 17th. Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks is June 13th with the All-Stars. They'll be there. The ULMS Late Models will be there May 14th. And, of course, the Pete Jacobs Memorial with the 410 Sprints. And also that night, we will have the Race Saver 305 Sprints running, and that is $15,000 to win for the Pete Jacobs Memorial for the 410 Sprint. That race is September 4th this year. That is ran every Labor Day weekend in September. I might have said Memorial Day earlier in the interview, but it is Labor Day weekend in September, that first weekend of September. So you've got those are some big dates to circle, but you can go to WayneCountySpeedway.com. You can click on their 2022 schedule to get the full schedule and see who's going to be there and what weekends for you to look at. Now, Christina, down south in Texas, we've got quite a few dirt tracks down there as well, and one of them is Cotton Bowl Speedway. And we had some exciting racing this past weekend down in Texas for the Texas Two-Step, and it all started Friday.
Yeah, with a local Ohio kid showing up and showing out in a big way. So, I mean, this is how he started. You know, Texas last season, I think, ended that way for him last season. But with Sheldon getting the win in night one, this is the coolest thing, though. There's a lot going on in this World of Outlaw series as of right now. I mean, a lot of names running up front that you wouldn't expect. It is crazy. But, no, hands down, Sheldon did what he needed to do which was Wayne, and he did very, very well. Well, did I know somebody on his crew? I used to have on a crew here in PA. Interesting. a little piece of info tonight myself. Oh man, what a run for those guys though.
Yeah, even way down in Texas, Ohio and Pennsylvania are making a name in the world of racing, especially on Friday night. As you mentioned, Sheldon getting the win at Cotton Bowl Speedway for night one of the Texas Two-Step. A couple fun facts for you, Christina. Cotton Bowl and I-55 in Pevely, Missouri are the only two tracks that Sheldon Houndshield now has conquered on multiple occasions throughout his 24-win career with the World of Outlaws. Also, this win has now tied Sheldon Houndshield with Ron Schumann and Kyle Larson for 25th on the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series all-time win list. That's crazy that he is now tied with Ron Schumann and Kyle Larson on that list. Also, real quick, a couple notes about Sheldon. You mentioned he did this last year. So in March of last year, Sheldon Houndshield was slated to start seventh for this race. He drove to the lead lap on lap 25 and scored his first repeat win of that season. This year, Christina, he started seventh. He drove to the lead on lap 22, and this win, again, was the first repeat win and winner of the World of Outlaws this season. So Sheldon starting this year off quite much like he did last year.
He just needs to finish better.
He does.
In the year. That's all he needs to do differently. But no, it was a great show for a lot of guys. You know, of course, Sheldon did really well. Jacob Allen, Shark Racing, 1A, you know, had quick time. He ran very well, you know, throughout the whole weekend, as did his counterpart, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But, and then you had the California kids, you know. Little California kids, you can't go without talking about Brad Sweet, Corey Eliason. Those guys did really well too. So, you know, the first night of the Texas Two-Step was really good. And then, you know, we talked, I don't know, everyone wanted to play a game and play a part. And, I mean, look what happened in night two.
Yeah, it was a heck of a night. The first night, our podium was Sheldon Houndshield, Corey Eliason, and Brad Sweet. Donnie Schatz got the hard charger for night one. He moved up eight spots to finish in the top five in fifth place. And then night two, you mentioned it, Carson Macedo getting the win in night number two, beating out the local Texas racer, Sam Heffertate.
Yes, which we'll see Sam race more with the Lucas Oil Sprint cars and late models as well. But, you know, it's crazy. I forgot he was from Texas because he just runs around all of, you know, the country. It's sometimes you can forget where these guys are actually from. You know, and not only that, just saying, James McFadden coming on strong. Not a bad weekend for the kids. James McFadden did really well. And, of course, you know, who is our hard charger for night two? I mean, we can't go without talking about that.
Right. Mr. Logan Schuchart himself. He did what Donnie Schatz did the night before, only he finished one spot better and finished fourth. So...
Yeah, those guys did really well, and, you know, a huge night for Brock Zierfoss, who is a local guy that we know from Pennsylvania, joining the tour this year. We're going to see how far he can go, if they can do the whole year or not. But he rounded off the top 10, too. He was there, finished sixth. That's his best finish so far. And guess what? He finished higher than Brad Sweet. Just saying. and Donnie Schott. So it was a great night for all the local guys.
Yeah. Brad Sweet was probably, after night two, he was probably happy to leave Texas. Because night one, he finished on the podium. He got heat race win number 199, Christina. He is one heat race win away from 200 heat race wins. I'm sure he's going to get that in the next couple days. But night two at Cotton Bowl was not very good to Brad Sweet. Brad Sweet was 5 for 5. Never missing a podium at Cotton Bowl. And like you mentioned it, he was not even close to the podium in night number two. So that record was snapped. But other than that, I mean, Carson Macedo getting the win on night number two. Now that ties him with a big name in dirt racing, Mr. Brad Doughty of Ohio. They are tied now 31st on the all-time win list of the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series. That is Carson Macedo's 18th career win. He is not going to stay tied with Brad very much longer because Carson is definitely going to get a few more wins this year and separate himself from Mr. Brad Doughty. But definitely good company there for Carson to be in.
Yeah, I think they both beat the street. They go, you know, I think we see Brad Sweet get that 200th heat win. And I also think that we still see Carson win here in this coming weekend because we're going to California. So, I mean, do not bet against these Californians. These California kids, man, they're going to take it and run. I have a feeling.
Yeah, definitely going to. Get a few more wins this year for Carson even, especially. But the World of Outlaws, they start March 11th. They will start their West Coast swing, and they will start it with a two-night event at Thunder Bowl Raceway on March 11th and March 12th. From there, on March 18th, they head to Merced Speedway. March 19th, they go to Ocean Speedway. March 25th, they go to Bakersfield Speedway, and they have a few more California races after that. But definitely getting into their West Coast swing, as we call it in racing, as they tour and go up and down California. Now, Christina, I'm sure that you are excited right now. Although it's not a huge lead, the man that you have predicted to win the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series does currently have the points lead. He has the one win on the year, but he only has a 16-point lead over second place Sheldon Howden Shield and tied for second Mr. Donnie Schatz.
Early.
It is early. Sheldon's got the two wins. Donnie's got a win. Carson now has a win on the year. He's sitting sixth in the points, but who is barely inside the top five right now, Christina? Mr. Brad Sweet, no wins yet.
He's going to win. He's going to win. I don't count on him not winning, folks.
Right.
He will win. We're going to California, folks. Come, I can't stress this enough. California. Okay, we're going to Thunderbolt Raceway. We're going to Merced Speedway, Ocean Speedway. Sorry, he's going to win at least one of those.
Yeah,
just a given.
Right. We're only five races in, people. I'm just giving Christina a hard time. But, I mean, we still have drivers like Logan Schuhart, James McFadden, Brad Sweet. You know, these guys, Aaron Rutzel, Jacob Allen, these guys don't have wins yet. We're only five races in, people. Sheldon Howdenshield is the first driver to be a multi-winning driver this season. So, you know, obviously some of these guys are going to have, they're going to be racking up the wins. We are still early in the season, but Christina's prediction is beating my prediction, though. Both of our drivers, though, that we want, they're number one and number two, though. So we're on to something so far. You know, we're on to something so far, right?
I mean, I'm always on to something, whether it goes. I mean, well, you know, it happens. But so far, yes, David Gravel is leading the way. Very slim points margin, which is what you like to see. And, I mean, there's a lot more to be had. I'm excited to see how this California swing goes because it'll be the first time back in California since COVID hit.
Right.
And how is this going to play into the racing? Are the tracks going to be prepped? I mean, I'm thinking they will be, but that's always a thing. It's always a thing is whether or not the prep is good.
Speaking, we'll stay kind of World of Outlaws right now, and we're not going to dwell much longer on this because we do still have NASCAR. We got the penalty box yet. We've got our points, our league points. But also coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th, Christina, the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Model Series gets kicked off, back underway. And they'll be at Louisiana. They'll be at the Rev for two nights. Then they'll take a week off, and they'll be back March 25th and 26th. At Cherokee Speedway, I believe that's South Carolina. I only wrote down Cherokee Speedway, but I believe that's South Carolina.
It is. It's Gaffney, South Carolina. Yes.
Yeah. So the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Models, we haven't left them out. They haven't ran in a few weeks, so really nothing to talk about. Points haven't changed. You can go to worldofoutlaws.com. And you can click on both series and see points. You can see schedules. You can see recaps. You can see results. Everything is there on their website, Christina, for the fans to go to and get all of that information. You can even subscribe to Dirt Vision, I believe, on the World of Outlaws page. Of course, Dirt Vision is the home of the World of Outlaws. If you want to see the All-Stars, you want to go with Flow Racing to see them. But they are also
You want Flow Racing for a lot of things, including local. If you want to watch where your local track is, you're going to want to get some Flow Racing. You're going to need it.
Yes.
How do you think I keep up with everything going around north?
also, an app, a good app to have that's it's only $4.99 for 12 months. If you want, is called the Race Monitor app. I have that on my phone. It doesn't have audio, but you can go on there and you can keep up with live scoring data at different races. Even a lot of local racetracks now are all wired into the Race Monitor app that you can get downloaded on your phone. Or, of course, obviously, you can tune in to the Fastlane Sports Show every Monday and get recaps and results from your wonderful co-host Christina and I every Monday night starting at 8 p.m. on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. So,
yeah, and how cool is this? Before we leave dirt racing, Port Royal ran yesterday.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon race. And guess who won?
Is his initials LD?
Yes. So one of the most winningest drivers in Port Royal's history, well, I guess you could say the winningest drivers in Central Pennsylvania, will be Mr. Lance Deweese. Picks up his first win of the year on opening day. You know, it's not, I'm not shocked by this anymore. It happens. He's very good at what he does, especially when the 69K and all them, that whole crew does a lot of great stuff. But shout out to them. First one of the year is in the books. Took the dust off the wings, and we're back at it next weekend. They're going to race this coming weekend, too. There's a lot of racing yet to be. It's amazing. We're starting so early. I can't believe it's March and we're seeing all these race cars. Up north running.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you what. Seriously, Christina, last weekend up here was amazing. It was 70s Saturday and Sunday. You could
should
go outside.
Too.
You could have gone outside in a t-shirt, and it felt like spring. Definitely had a lot of people outside and hopeful that winter is almost over. Of course, now today it's rained all day and been like 30 degrees. So Mother Nature is just being a little bee today. Moving on. But definitely check out your local small town short track and see when they start, because everybody is getting started within the next few weeks, if not already. The NASCAR drivers, the NASCAR series is on its West Coast swing, Christina. They wrap up next Sunday at Phoenix, but we were at Las Vegas this past weekend, and Hendrick Motorsports is on a 2-race win streak now, as Mr. Alex Bowman stamps his ticket to the playoffs and joining teammate Kyle Larson and competitor Austin Cindric now. So Mr. Alex Bowman hanging tight and all luck, though. He is all luck, no skill, in the words of his fellow competitors.
Just one crybaby.
I would play or even read the quote, but I don't have the censor button on the show. So we'll just
we don't need the censor button. Come on.
We'll let you guys go find that quote. But no, looking at the points, after Vegas, Kyle Larson is in the lead. He leads Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, top five, Eric Almirola, Chase Elliott.
Almirola. Think about that for a minute. Just bask in the glory, folks. That's the highest leading Stuart Haas racing car is Eric Almirola.
Yes.
Who the fuck it? Not me. That's
fact,
for sure.
He's the only SH car.
Well, yeah.
In the top 10. So then you got Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, and Austin Dillon rounds out the top 10. The next Stuart Haas Racing driver, since you want to talk about it, Chase Briscoe, he's in 14th. Kevin Harvick, he's in 16th. And then we got to scroll all the way down to Cole Custer down here in 26th.
Big shocker. Damn,
yeah.
People can't keep cars on the racetrack.
Anyway, I digress. If we're looking at playoffs, we got Kyle Larson, Austin Cindric, and Alex Bowman. Those three drivers all have a win this year so far and are punched into the playoffs for sure. So going back to the beginning of the show, we talked about the racing. I am super excited. I know there's a lot about NASCAR that people are upset. You know, stage racing, people are still upset about this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to the racing on the track, Christina, I think this car is going to be phenomenal this year.
Well, let's talk about this car for a minute, because I'm baffled yet disturbed about this race car. I'm baffled because, I mean, hell, I don't get it. I'm going to take Bubba Wallace as an example from Vegas. How do you hit the damn tire wall? You literally drill the tire wall, barely any damage to the car. Literally could have been drivable to finish the race, you know, decently. But then the tire shreds and it tears the damn car apart. Well, what the hell? I don't get it. We can have the hardest wreck into a tire barricade where it should have destroyed the front end of the car. It would have in any other car. Take the Xfinity series, for example. when the 19 drilled the water barrels at the, you know, last weekend. Sandbags. And that destroyed the front end of the car. And then you have this new car, this next-gen hero car. It hits pretty fast speeds, hits the tire wall, no problem. But as soon as the damn tire tread, the car gets scared, pees its pants, and all the damn sheet metal comes flying off of it. I don't get it.
The old cars did that. I think those tires, you figure they're doing 50 mile an hour around there. When those tires start to shred, I mean, it will tear up.
Yeah, but when you hit
up
the wall, it destroyed the car too. What the hell?
Yeah.
The tire's the biggest problem this car, in my opinion. It's the tire. The tire is literally the biggest problem.
That tire shredding on that 23, that couldn't have happened to a better person anyway. But,
in general.
This car has given, I think, new life to a lot of these small budget teams. What's that?
Until they run out of tires every week. We're going to have this problem all year. Y'all better save your tires. Learn how to manage racing those suckers. Don't be cording tires. I have some damn problems.
Every team gets the same amount of tires, so they're
be flat spotting them.
There won't be any advantage to, like a Hendrix over a Wood Brothers, because they all get the same amount of tires. So
you know what they should do? Just for shits and giggles 1 week, just give the lower budget teams an extra set of tires and just see what happens. that'd be amazing. But my biggest question are we running lower air pressures? Is that causing the issues with the tire? What is the problem with this tire? I need a tire consultant. I need to know what's going on.
The different size, Goodyear just hasn't gotten the rubber compound figured out completely yet. I'm sure that they are working on it, though. Obviously, they've probably taken samples of all of these tires back and are trying to figure out why and what happened and the surface of the track, the temperatures, the conditions, the car, how is the camber set up. What air pressures were they running? I'm sure they are taking all of that and trying to get it fixed and worked out.
I'm sure the aluminum wheel doesn't help.
Well, we've gotten this far, so we're just going to have to ride it out, Christina. We'll have to get it figured out.
I'm just saying, I want to know what the issue is. Because every week, I don't know if it's getting better or worse. They say they've been working on this tire, but I'm just saying it looks like it's getting worse. It does not look like the tire situation has gotten any better within three races, three different kinds of tracks, and now we're going to go to Phoenix. Woof! Hold on tight, folks. Hold on to your biscuits. It's going to get wild.
Well, I know there was three people in our league that was very upset that Alex Bowman got the win. Debbie, Tasha, and Anthony all went with Kyle Larson this past weekend at Vegas.
Good.
And they came up just short of getting their first win and joining Mr. Chris for having a win this year.
He
so
could have done what
is,
he did last week, just wreck his teammate.
That was an accident. Chris is
so
still.
They say.
Chris is still the only person in our league, Christina, who has a win so far this year. He leads the standings still. He was about the only thing that didn't change in the standings this weekend, Christina. We had a big shakeup. Chris still leads. He's got that one win. Debbie jumps up to second. Tasha moves to third. Ty is in fourth. We've got Craig in the top five. He rounds out the top five. He is 30 points back. From there, you've got Nick, Anthony, Tristan, Matt, Aaron, me, Christina, and Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy's in the basement?
Jeremy is in the basement. He is down there by himself.
Yeah, because he jinxed Ryan Blaney. What a terrible day for Ryan Blaney. All because of Brad Keselowski.
You know, I almost feel bad, too, because we didn't. I forgot to go down there and change the light bulb. So Jeremy is in the basement in the dark all by himself. Don't open that door back in the corner, Jeremy, whatever you do. Just stay at the bottom of the steps. You'll be safe.
We'll crack the door open for you to shine a little light in.
Maybe.
Don't open the other door. You don't want to know what's in there. But
yeah.
I do have one gripe to make.
Okay.
Don't call
With
him
me?
That anymore. Yes, you need to use the nickname.
I got your comment loud and clear. I apologize. I was sorry.
I only use these nicknames for all purposes intending for people to not know who I'm picking.
Well, from now on, when you take Mr. Tyler Reddick, I will make sure that his nickname is in big, bold letters, too, just for
As
you.
It should be. I wonder if that's why his leg keeps going numb in the seat. I'm sorry, I had to go there. I had to. That's 2 weeks in a row he's had issues with a leg going numb. I don't get it. What is with this car? I don't know. He claims that his legs got bigger. Please. Which one?
So,
I don't know what's going on.
So NASCAR will be going to Phoenix this weekend to cap off their West Coast swing. And I'm sure I better get some pictures from Mr. Humphrey, by the way.
Be texting him.
This is his home track, Phoenix Raceway. So NASCAR at Phoenix this weekend. So
can we talk about heartbreak quick in Vegas?
Let's talk about whatever you want. We've got 20 minutes to go, and all we really have left is the penalty box. So
I don't have a penalty box pick this week. So actually, I do. We'll get to that one in a minute. But now let's talk about the Xfinity series real quick, because I enjoy the Xfinity series. Actually, I enjoy both the lower series of racing. But damn it, I was so pissed. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a curse. I'm allowed to. I own the show. I mean, I own the radio network. But I don't like Ty Gibbs. I don't like anything about Ty Gibbs. I don't think Ryan Sieg appreciates or likes anything about Ty Gibbs either anymore. But next time Ryan Sieg tries to dump him, he needs to learn how to do it properly first. Just saying. Because that was a terrible, terrible way to go out. But damn, I'm more heartbroken from Las Vegas. Done so well, raced so well, led a bunch of laps, and still came up second. That's a damn shame. No, Gregson did not win that race.
Yeah.
And yet again, I had to go and see some Joe Gibbs fruitcake. We'll give them credit. I didn't think these two could race together. Cohesively and not wreck each other and then come to fisticuffs, which would be Noah and Daniel Hemric. They had their issues last year. But Daniel Hemric pushed Noah Gregson to the lead a couple times. They found the chemistry to tango and run well together, which is great. Yes, they split a cup ride together, but that was just fun. I really wanted to see the 9-car win. But, lo and behold, Junior Motorsports showed up and showed out, minus the little kid getting wrecked. What the hell is the little kid's name? Do you remember his name? Sam Mayer. My bad, I got it. Minus Sam Mayer, who I don't know why I can't remember his name. He got wrecked, but the other three junior cars were all in the top five. A great showing for JRM at Vegas, but just one spot short of that win. Oh, and a truck series competitor got disqualified.
Who?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, the second place driver, well, the initial second place driver, Zane Smith.
That's right.
Was disqualified.
Yeah, for the lug nut violation.
Yeah, good thing they won Daytona.
I like how they say the lug nuts violation.
Yeah. Can we just say how NASCAR really screwed up and they didn't throw the caution in that race? That actually they probably should have thrown two laps prior when, if I'm not mistaken, was it? I forget who it is. I forget who was.
In the Cup Series?
No, I was talking about in the Truck Series because there was a driver that got hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. They waited. Yeah. Didn't throw it. Two laps went by, and then they realized, I think it's Spencer Boyd got wrecked, and he dislocated his shoulder.
Ooh.
But they didn't throw the caution.
Hmm.
Who the hell cares? No, oh, I lied. It was Jordan Anderson. Or no, it was Spencer Boyd. Yes, Spencer Boyd. Spencer Boyd. He was the one that dislocated his shoulder. Yeah, but who cares? We're not going to throw the caution. Just, you know, F it. Let it go. But what? When should we have thrown a caution in a cup race? Did I miss something?
Oh, people were crying about not throwing a caution for Eric Jones, and that's what caused Bubba to wreck.
But Eric Jones was in the process of saving the car, and then it kicked out. Why would we throw the caution prematurely?
Because he was below the white line, and you know, he's why Bubba wrecked. Oh, yeah, it was on Twitter.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think I have those people blocked on Twitter. I don't like crybabies. So, but yeah, but Lally's right into the penalty box. Ooh, crybabies.
We'll get to that in 1 second. I'll give you your sounder in 1 second. Next weekend at Phoenix on Saturday is the United Rentals 200. That will be the NASCAR Xfinity Series, March 12th at 4:30 p.m. And then Sunday, the Cup Series for the Ruhoff Mortgage 500, green flag scheduled for 3:30 p.m. So picks need to be in by 3:15 to be qualified for the league. So,
and folks should really put their picks on the,
I was going to say
real quick, friendly reminder to everyone in the league, post your picks on the damn page. Who cares?
Yeah.
Pete's going to miss it eventually. It's human nature. Just saying.
We'll talk. I got some stuff to discuss with the league council after the show that I will put on our group chat. So we'll get to that. So let's go ahead and cue up the sounder, though. Right, that is our penalty box sounder. This is Christina's favorite time of the show. She gets to throw some knucklehead into the penalty box. So who this weekend would you like to throw in the penalty box, Miss Christina?
The OG of crybabies.
Oh, Mr. Kyle Busch.
Yes. I mean, that was a given. Anyone should know who I'm talking about at that point. I don't get his – I don't – you win some, you lose some. But he – you know, you weren't that good on the restart, Kyle Busch. What the hell did you expect for them to just let you win the race? Get the hell out of town. Seriously.
Well, duh.
Are you? No. And if anybody, any of my friends want to buy me the Alex Bowman shirt, I will gladly wear it because I just think it's hysterical that he made a t-shirt like he does because, you know, Alex Bowman gives zero F. He really doesn't care. And that's what makes him even better, in my opinion. But, I mean, this t-shirt, I love it. You know, why not? Alex Bowman, go you. I mean, if I could root for any Hendrick car, I probably would root for, you know, Alex Bowman just for the simple fact that this t-shirt literally says Alex Bowman, all luck, no skills. backing, and then on the back of the shirt, what I didn't get to show you guys, it literally says backing into wins on the back of the shirt. And just in case you don't know, folks, it's not all the money's going to him. He's going to donate 18% of of the proceeds for backing into an animal shelter near you. So, hell yeah, might as well. Why does Kyle Busch got to always do it? Always got to be a ball baby.
Last year he made a shirt after comments that Denny Hamlin made.
Yeah. And it got a lot of people bought the shirt.
Yeah. Honorable mentions for the penalty box this weekend will be the NASCAR fan crybabies who are never happy. Well, you know, one minute they're crying, oh, NASCAR throws too many cars, just let guys drive. And then this week, I didn't throw a caution and Bubba wrecked. Can be happy.
Now I've learned that. That's why I think I have a lot of NASCAR fans on my Twitter muted or blocked, or I just don't pay attention to it. Because, I mean, I got better shits to do with my time than listen to that crap. My Lord. But Kyle Busch, he gets to sit with an old friend of his.
Oh, good.
I'm sure him and, you know, AB have a lot to talk about. You know, I believe his house is for sale. The one here?
Or
yeah. No, AB. I believe his house that's like, you know, 5 minutes down the street from us is for sale. But it's not one I could ever afford.
I'm thinking about buying Tony Stewart's house in Indiana.
Well, let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, I got a couple lakes and, you know, some woods and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like it's pro shops, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, my streak of that continued, too. For those folks keeping up to date, I'm 3 for 3, 3 race weekends and 3 trips to Bass Pro. I mean, whew, Bass Pro loves my money.
Yeah, so does no accent. Thank you.
Yeah,
as long as
Black Rifle
keeps going there. As long as she keeps going there, he can continue to have them a sponsor. So.
Oh, boy.
So you're also sponsoring Martin Truex Jr., and I don't care for that. So.
And Austin Dillon.
Well, he doesn't put the money, but it's that MTJ guy. I hope
Ty
he retires.
Dillon.
I hope
Ty Dillon
retires this year.
You really? I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know.
Wishful thinking for you.
He's getting a lot of regret. He needs to just go and hang it up. He just, go ahead. MJ, you've got a championship. You've got some. You didn't get your wins until you got with Toyota, but you got some wins. So you didn't get your championship until you were with Toyota, but you got one, you know. So I go ahead and hang it up.
She's God bless that woman. She's gone through a lot of adversity.
Martin Truex Jr. A poor
oh,
little
you're
woman.
Crazy.
I'm excited for a lot of. World of Outlaws is going to be a great year. I think the Sprint Car Series is going to be great. I'm excited to to Wayne County Speedway. Hey, I will be able to go to, you got a calendar handy? Let me, September 4th should be a Sunday. Yeah, it is. What?
Mm-hmm.
I will be able to go to the Peach Memorial Race this year if I wanted to. Because I'm off.
I know. Mondays.
That's awesome. We've got some time. May 7th. So far, tentatively, May 7th. Fairstown. That's pretty nice for them. Planning go to that. I believe in May 28th. It's either 7th or May 4th for Jennerstown. And then May 28th, tentatively Atomic Speedway for the World of Huzz there. So we've got a few things planned. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited, though, Christina. It's going to be a great year of racing. My youngest graduates high school this year.
I know. It's hard to believe he's going to graduate high school.
Shipping himself up to you.
Okay, I've got a job waiting for him. That's okay.
Perfect. He can work for you for a little bit.
That's fine. Toyota will take him. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Might as well put him on the wrench. He'll be good to go.
Yeah, he loves working on stuff. He loves working on cars. So, you know, he might be good at it.
Forklifts, cars, it's the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. Plus it's weather and ice. So, but I'm excited.
Come back north.
He might give me an excuse to come down there and visit. Not that I already have one. That just didn't come out.
you know what race I'm looking forward to?
I can only imagine. The Indianapolis.
No, not even close. October 23rd.
October 23rd. NASCAR?
Yeah. Yes, NASCAR.
October 23rd would definitely
It's a
home.
Playoff race. Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know what track I'm actually looking forward to see how this car works in? Martinsville.
Yeah. I want to see.
Oh, Martinsville's already crazy. I can't wait. Or the road course at Charlotte, the Roval.
I want to see this car on a short track. Not Bristol dirt. I want to see some Bristol asphalt. I want to see it at Martinsville, and I want to see it at any one of these road races. I can't wait.
Well, you have one coming up.
No, I can't wait.
Coda was already a shit show year one. I can only imagine how this year's going to go. I hope
it
rains.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait. It's going to be
it
a good
It better rain that weekend.
It
better rain the weekend they're at Coda. They got rain tires,
wow.
For God's sake. Let's go. I can't wait. New car, rain tires.
They probably don't
no
even
backup
have car. Wipers for this car. Yeah.
You're probably right. They're going to have to, like, go pick up all the wipers off the old cars.
They're just
repurpose those bad boys.
They're just going to give the drivers a big squeegee. There you go. Big squeegee.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of exciting races coming up for this car to see how it performs. But I think for what we've seen so far, I'm excited. I can't say enough that I think this car has been a huge game changer for the lower funded team. I hate saying they're funded because they're still funded enough to be in NASCAR. They're just lower funded. They're not as funded as Hendricks and Gibbs and Childress and Roush, but they're still funded. But I think
mm-hmm.
brother, Trackhouse. So some of these other teams, not 2311. I wish they would pulled that up already. But you know, some of these other teams, I think definitely leveled the playing field for them. We're gonna see them running out a lot more this year.
I think Trackhouse it always should be. But I think Trackhouse is gonna get at least two wins this year. Hopefully more. But I do think they'll get some wins. And, I mean, we got Bristol and Dirt coming up. If we don't remember, Daniel Suarez last year was really good at the dirt race.
He was.
So hopefully this new car will make it even better. I can't wait to see how this car is going to be on a dirt track. It's going to be an interesting year.
I think 2011 is going to have probably two or three wins this year. But it's going to be all from dirt foot. And then one of them will be from probably one. But seriously,
maybe another rank shortened race.
I think Chris can get a couple wins here, especially with this car. I think he's going to be pretty good this year, though.
Let's hope so. He's had some bad luck recently.
He has.
Hit some bad luck, but you never know. It's early. We've only got three races in. We'll see what happens. I look forward to it. It's been a fun season to look forward to thus far, though. I will admit, I've looked more forward to this year than I have the last couple years in the past, which is good that they've done some stuff to get fans back into it. And if I'm not mistaken, we've seen some of the largest crowds since being back, too, for the NASCAR races at all three tracks. So that's a plus, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's great to see the turnout. So, very, very good. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. Christina, thank you. I know we took last Monday off, but thanks for coming on this week. Be back next week. We'll wait to talk to you then.
It sounds like a plan. Y'all have a great week, and be sure to catch some racing in the meantime, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Sounds good. All right. That was my co-host, Christina. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this wonderful Monday. Thank you to Ryan of Wayne County Speedway and big shout to Wayne County Speedway for being a great friend of the show. They've been here since the very beginning. Thank you to all of our sponsors tonight for being a part of the show again. Hardcore Fishing Game, 357 Woodworks, Racer Station, Peril, Barbasol, some of the big sponsors of the show. Thank you for helping out with that. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday, 8 p.m., once again on the Twist and Six Radio Network and Twitter. You can listen to us on either platform. And we'll be back with more dirt racing coverage, more NASCAR coverage, and a lot more news from around the sporting world, plus the penalty. Don't forget, get your penalty box picks in whenever you can on Facebook or Twitter. We'll be back right here. I'm your host. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you Monday. See ya!